Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced it's raising the minimum wage for all U.S. employees. That's more than 250,000 Amazon employees, including part-time and temporary employees, as well as another 100,000 seasonal employees, to $15, and that's effective next month. Amazon also said it will start advocating for an increase to the federal minimum wage. In its holiday hiring release, Target announced it would raise the minimum hourly wage to $15 by 2020. Walmart announced plans in January to raise its minimum wage to $11. Opera launched its Opera Touch browser on iOS after launching on Android back in April. It's optimized for one-handed use, letting a user open or close tabs, switch to search, go back or forward using a menu bar located at the bottom of the screen. The app also includes Opera's Flow technology, which lets a user pass links or images or notes from their phone to an Opera browser on their computer using a secure and private connection. Google announced a partnership with Ubisoft to bring the upcoming Assassin's Creed Odyssey to its Chrome browser for a limited number of users, the same day that the game comes out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the PC. The test is called Project Stream and is geared toward people with a home internet connection of at least 25 megabits per second. Ubisoft is also experimenting with bringing the game to the Nintendo Switch in Japan via cloud servers. Tencent Music Entertainment Group formally filed an IPO in the U.S. under the symbol TME in what could be the biggest U.S. IPO by a Chinese company ever. In a filing with the SEC, Tencent Music reported a profit of $263 million on revenue of $1.3 billion for 6 months ending June 30th. If you want the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, it's getting discounted from its regular $1,000 price for the 128GB model, at least on Amazon. Both the purple and blue color options are now available for $929. For that price, Amazon will also throw in the official Samsung wireless charging stand and a set of the 2018 Gear Icon X true wireless earbuds. Apple is now integrating university student ID cards into its wallet, the company's contactless payment system on the Apple Watch and the iPhone. The first schools to come online are Duke University, the University of Alabama, and the University of Oklahoma. Apple first announced the integration back in June at WWDC. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO, has rejected almost all 56 claims, all but three, in Waymo's patent suit against rival Uber. The office found that some claims replicated technology described in an earlier patent from LiDAR vendor Velodyne, while another claim was simply, quote, impossible and, quote, magic. An engineer named Eric Swildens, who doesn't work for any of the companies in question but does work for a cloud computing startup, said that he became interested in the patent when it surfaced during the Uber case and saw how simple Waymo's LiDAR circuit seemed to be. Swildens says, quote, I couldn't imagine the circuit didn't exist prior to this patent and that it's a very well-written patent. However, my personal belief is that the thing they say they invented, they didn't invent. And finally, the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center announced we have a new dwarf planet. TG387 was first observed on October 13, 2015. That was at the Subaru Telescope at Hawaii's Mauna Kea Observatories. TG387 reaches 2300 AU into a region of space called the Oort Cloud. This also means the Goblin Planet, as it's known, takes 40,000 years to complete one orbit of the sun. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lean. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.